This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
They're doing nothing, nothing beneficial. They're very selfish. They only care about themselves. But subhanAllah, what we see, the wave of the youth on campus in this country right now is giving a glimpse of hope that there's a revival among the youth, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, that they can truly bring positive change to this community and this society, inshaAllah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the subject of youth, in Islam, it's very important. It's mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what they're capable of doing if they have the right teaching. They can do miracles. When the elite communities or the elite groups of the society at the highest level is corrupt, just like what happened in Mecca, the way it was also in Medina at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were those people who embraced Islam first? Who were those people who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and given their shahada and sacrificing everything for the sake of Allah azza wa jal? It was the youth, the younger ones. Because the older ones, they have so much to lose. They have influence, they have money, they have power, they have so much to lose. And they were resisting that change as it was coming their way. They would not stand for justice. They would stand for their personal benefits, whatever brings benefit to themselves. But these youth, subhanAllah, they just bring that change because they haven't developed much that they could lose. So they are very altruistic in that nature. I want to talk about the importance of the youth in our ummah. So at least as a Muslim community, we make sure that we give them the proper guidance so that when this change comes inshaAllah ta'ala positive to the whole world, bi'idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights some of the anbiya and also some characters in the Quran with their age group. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah described him in the Quran, قال إن إبراهيم كان أمة. Ibrahim represents an entire nation. Like he is one man in the face of the entire nation, like he's equivalent to the entire ummah. How so? Because of his character, because of his akhlaq, his manners, and his principles and values as well too. And the mission that he was commissioned for. And then, when the story began between him and his people were among, at that time in Mesopotamia, were the greatest nations. They had all the power that you can imagine of that time. And obviously, there are so many people profiting from that, the elitist society of that community. But they were now bringing people to worship the idols, false gods. And they were benefiting from that. So therefore, Ibrahim alayhi salam, of course, is not following that example. And he was debating with his people. But there was that moment when he took an action, alayhi salatu was salam, to go and destroy these false idols. And then when the people, they came and they saw what happens, they were wondering what happened. Who did this to our gods? Can you imagine asking that question if it's who did this to our gods? Gods could not even defend themselves. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتًا يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We hear about young man, his name, the word they use, Fata, in the Arabic language, which means a young man, in the youthful age. We heard a young man named Ibrahim. He was talking about them. So bring him. So let's talk to him about what happened here. And they brought him, and we know the story of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. But out of all the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted about Ibrahim in this ayah, what did the people remember of him? Being a young man, a principled man, who stands for justice, even against his all ummah, his all actually nation and people, alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. The other example that was mentioned in the Quran, the example of the young people that you recite every Friday in Surah Al-Kahf. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wazidnahum huda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about them. They're a group of young people. Innahum fitya. What was about them? Amanu bi rabbihim. They believed in their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, and we increased them in guidance. They were young, they have strong iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them the way. And because of that, they became miracle for the nations to come until the day of judgment. And we read their story every single Friday in Surah Al-Kahf. Innahum fitya. What was so special about them? They were young people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah increased them in guidance. Another example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to us the story of Musa and his disciple, Joshua, Yusha ibn Nun. That Musa, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Musa to go and look and see for himself, learn from Al-Khidr, he took with him his own student, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us his quality, Musa fata. إِذْ قَالَ لَمُوسَ لِفَتَاهُ. When Musa spoke to his young disciple, young assistant, let's go look for this man and go on a journey of seeking knowledge. Because he knew, on a journey like this, I need someone who's capable of helping me. Someone who's capable of doing things I cannot do. The young people. They're brave. They take risks that adults sometimes don't take those risks. They make too much calculated risk that they become timid to take actions as a result of that. But these young ones, they will take that risk. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith, he mentioned many, many stories for us, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, and also highlighting the importance of this age group, my dear brothers and sisters. One of the famous stories was also documented in the Quran, the story of the young boy. The young boy who was traveling between the king and the disciple or the monk in the cave, and is known as Ashab al-Ukhdud, the people of the trench. He was a young man. As he was going between the king's place to meet with the sorcerer and on his way back home, he stops by that cave to learn from that monk. He found guidance. He found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realized all the thing that he learned from that elitist society in that town is just false teachings, false gods. And in the moment of test, he found that guidance to be true, and he was tested, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him an example for the whole world. Because of one young man, an entire nation became Muslim. They believed. This is how much change young people can bring. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us about this. قَالَ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهُ اِغْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. Make sure to take the benefit of five things before five things strikes you. Like, take advantage of five good things in your life before other five things take over. He says, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, qal, hayataka qabla mawtik. Your life before your death. You are living on a borrowed time. When you were born, your expiration date has already been determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's up to you to take death as an obstacle, which means you start getting desperate, there's nothing I could do, so you just become dead, do nothing. Or take it as a challenge. And I'm going to beat that moment by doing the best and get the best out of my life, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that's for everybody. But then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. Your health before you get sick. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. When you free time, you have so much free time on your hand before you get so busy. قال, وَشَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ. Your youthful age before you become old. That time you need to use it wisely. قال وغناك قبل فقرك, and your wealth and your times when you're wealthy and prosper before times of challenge and times of poverty. Another narration, another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every individual will be standing before the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's going to be asked about five things. And of these five things, he says, عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه, that your life, how you spend it, and then exclusively he took out of your life, your time and this life, says, قَالْ وَشَبَابِهِ, your youthful age, how it was consumed. What did you consume it with? I'm asking those adults who passed the age of 40. Because by the way, when it comes to defining shabab or fatia in the Arabic language, it goes from in the 30s and the 20s and young age. So that's all of it is part of being youthful. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he saved his mission when he was 40, salawatullahi wasalam, but he was being prepared all these years. So now, I'm asking those who passed the 40 years of old, if you look back and try to calculate those 20 years of your life, when you hit 20s, until you came close to 40s, what did you do? Something that you will be proud of, that you will leave as a legacy behind you. I'm not talking about your personal life. I'm talking about what did you do, what did you add to this world? Because if you did not add anything, you're just an addition in it. You're an extra thing. What did you leave? A legacy that you will be proud of. And if you haven't done much, then you still have time. As long as you're breathing, you can make a big difference. If not you personally, then you can influence somebody. You can help and sponsor someone. You can make sure that those generation that comes after you and after me will have, inshallah ta'ala, access to better life, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal, and more things to do, bi'idhnillahi, useful to the world. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he cared about the youth very much. One time he came out, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw a group of young people, a group of young people who came visiting from out of town. You know, that was the time after the conquest of Mecca, some say it was during the time of the truce between Mecca and Medina. So they took advantage and they came now to Medina to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom they've been hearing about all these years. So they were very excited, obviously, the first day, second day, the first week, second week, obviously, and then subhanAllah, now they're used to being in Medina, seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more frequently, and one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeing them in the masjid sitting there, they look bored a little bit. So he sat with them, and he starts talking to them sallallahu alaihi wasallam at a very personal level. قال حدثوني عمن تركتم وراءكم. Tell me about the people you left behind. Like, are you married? Do you have kids? Who did you leave behind you? And they start talking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was talking about their personal life, and then he says, look, when you're done, alhamdulillah, from here, wrap up your stuff, get yourself ready to go back home and stay with your families. Like, he was caring for them, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And he said after that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال يا معشر الشباب. He spoke directly to the youth. He goes, if you're capable financially and physically to get married, he said, you should do so. يا معشر الشباب. من استطاع منكم بعد فليتزوج. Get married. What it means exactly is the Prophet sallam telling people, look, be serious in this life. Be serious in this life. You need to grow up. You need to mature. And you need to move on. So instead of escaping away from the responsibility of this life and the responsibility that Allah has put on you as a human being on earth, you need to actually pursue those responsibilities. And that's one of them as well too. To procreate and produce and make sure you have the generation that will take care of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creation after our time. Brothers and sisters, there's so many things that we could learn. We could say about the importance of youth in our communities. You know, when the Prophet he gave da'wah for 10 years in Mecca, and few people embraced Islam, but a lot of them were young. A lot of them were young, like Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu. Umar ibn Khattab was young at the time as well too. Many of them were young people. And by the time the Prophet was getting ready to go to Medina, who invited him even to come to Medina? There was also a young group of people. They were very enthusiastic to support this new da'wah, that new change that brings justice to everybody for them. They saw opportunity of khair in there. The night when the Prophet ﷺ was still in Mecca during the Hajj season, what we know it in history as Bay'atul Aqaba al-Kubra. That was the pledge, the second pledge around in that mountain range in Medina. So that close to that ridge, they went there and they met with the Prophet ﷺ secretly at night. Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, comes with him. And then when they came and he met this delegation right now that represents the people of Medina. There were about 82 people, 80 men and 2 ladies. And they were there talking to the Prophet ﷺ about they're ready to receive him there in Medina. Like, Ya Rasulullah, we're ready for you. Come, join us. We will support you. The irony is that Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, he looked around in the faces of these people in the darkness of that night and the light that they have in their hands. He looked at their faces and he realized that many of them were young people. And he kind of like was worried about his nephew. So he told him, he said, listen to me. He goes, do you have any idea what exactly you're trying to do? Like, you're gonna be provoking the entire Arab Peninsula against you. You're gonna be basically poking to that wasp back to the nest. You're going to get the whole people against you. He is safe with us. He goes, he is safe with his family. He is safe with his tribe. Regardless of what he's going through, he's still safe over here. Are you sure you're capable of doing this? Can you protect him? So Al-Abbas, when he started hearing from these young people, one after the other one, at least the representative, as they were speaking, that gives him peace and tranquility because he realized it's not just any young people. The eloquence of speech, the strength, the power, the determination, the confidence they were showing and displaying. They're willing to take that risk, a risk that all of us today, alhamdulillah, are privileged to be able to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, because of which we are saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah today. They took the risk, even though everybody was telling them, this is dangerous. You can't be doing this. But they just needed the right guidance, and they found it. They got the guidance from Mus'ab ibn Umayr when he was sent with them the year before. And then the years after from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, these young people, they can do a lot. And when everybody become complicit with this unfortunate situation that is happening in the world, the whole world, even Muslim countries today, are just completely neglecting, ignoring what's happening there in Gaza and just waiting for it to end. Somehow, waiting for something to end. But you have now the young people say, you know, enough is adults, unfortunately, not taking responsibility. They're not being mature enough to take responsibility. And we hear politicians today, every now and then, they come out with statements that are gross statements, subhanAllah. Disgusting. And it shows how coward they are. And then you have these young ones coming out and say, you know what, enough is enough. May Allah subhanahu protect them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, youthful age, again, is not necessary just by the number. You can still be above that age. You can give that support like many of the Sahaba did, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in Mecca and in Medina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always stand for justice, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, my message now is for the youth themselves. If you count yourself one of them, what are the most important two qualities that you really need in order for you to count as one of those righteous ones, like إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. These are truly young people who truly believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, he is quoting Imam Ahmad rahimahullah when he was asked about the young people. He says, those people who always abandon that which is inappropriate, like they have the courage to have an upright character. And you need two qualities for this, he says. قال التقوى وحسن الخلق. التقوى وحسن الخلق. You need to have these two qualities. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ النَّوَى. Those who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa of Allah azza wa jal, and they forbid themselves from going in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have forbidden. These two qualities are very important, that you have taqwa of Allah first and foremost, because if you have that, you become above everybody else. And then husn al-khuluq, good manners, that whatever that you do, the principles you hold, you will always convey them in the way, in the best way possible, again, with principle. That is extremely important, and with that, you're going to definitely need to come and ask. Ask those who know, who can help. You can't just act on your own. You have to have mentors to help with that, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and make sure to find good mentors in the community, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima alamtana, innaka anta al-alimul hakeem. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. أنت وليها مولاها عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة.